AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police in Germany now say the attack that killed a dozen people at a crowded Christmas market in Berlin was intentional. They're investigating it as a suspected terror attack.
12 people were killed, about 50 were injured, several critically, when the truck plowed into the crowd. Mike Fox, a British tourist, witnessed the carnage.
I spoke to two people who were lying on the floor with broken limbs, but they were going to be okay. I saw one guy being dragged away with blood on his face.
Police say among the dead was a passenger in the truck. He died as paramedics treated him at the scene. The truck was registered in Poland, but police are still investigating where it came from and who the driver was. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The last Syrian rebels and civilians are awaiting evacuation from the remainder of what was once a rebel enclave in eastern Aleppo, the day after the UN Security Council approved of sending observers there. In Moscow, foreign ministers of Russia, Turkey, and Iran are meeting to discuss Syria, but those talks are likely to be overshadowed by the assassination of Russia's ambassador to Turkey by an Ankara policeman who cried out, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria." Well, not everyone in the Electoral College voted for Donald Trump for president, but any switch votes, as heard here in the ballot results in the state of Washington, seem to be switched from Hillary Clinton.
For the office of President of the United States, Hillary Clinton received 8 votes, Colin Powell received 3 votes, and Faith Spotted Eagle received 1 vote.
With all states voting, Trump finished with 304 votes. Clinton had 227. It takes 270 Electoral College votes to win the presidency. Christine Lagarde will remain as head of the International Monetary Fund, despite her conviction of negligence in a case dating to her tenure as France's finance minister. This is AP Radio News. Women with ovarian cancer have a new option for treatment. AP correspondent Diane Kepley reports.
A drug known as Rubraca has been given approval by the FDA to treat women with advanced stages of ovarian cancer who have already tried at least 2 other chemotherapy drugs. It works by targeting a genetic mutation seen in some hard-to-treat tumors. Rubraca was cleared for use based on studies in which more than 50% of patients saw complete or partial shrinkage of their tumors. It will also carry a warning label about serious risks, including bone marrow problems and a form of blood cancer called acute myeloid leukemia. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen says having a college degree means earning more money.
College grads' annual earnings last year were on average 70% higher than those with only a high school diploma.
Her remarks, part of her commencement address at the University of Baltimore. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.